Good to be with you all today. Good to worship with you. There's a job opening that I saw that I just didn't know if anyone out there would maybe be interested in. Sounds all right, but I want to go ahead and read through it and see if any of you guys really want to just, you know, jump on this amazing opportunity. The job description goes like this: in search of a long-term position, team players needed for challenging permanent work in an often chaotic environment. Candidates must possess excellent communication and organizational skills and be willing to work variable hours, which will include evenings and weekends and frequent 24-hour shifts on call. Must be willing to work all holidays at more than likely double time. Some overnight travel required, including trips to primitive environments. Travel expenses not reimbursed. Extensive chauffeur duties will be also required. Here's some of the responsibilities of the job. The job is binding, meaning that for the rest of your life, you'll be responsible for your client. You must be willing to be hated, at least temporarily. Must be willing to bite your tongue repeatedly. Also must possess the physical stamina of a pack mule and be able to drum up the enthusiasm from 0 to 60 in 3 seconds flat. Must be willing to face stimulating technical challenges, such as small gadget repair. Must screen phone calls, maintain calendars, and coordinate production of multiple projects. Must have the ability to plan and organize social gatherings for clients of all ages and mental outlooks. Must be willing to be indispensable one moment and an embarrassment the next. Must handle assembly and product safety testing of 500,000 cheap plastic toys and battery-operated devices. Must always hope for the best, but be prepared for the worst. Must assume final and complete responsibility for the quality of the end product. Responsibilities also include floor maintenance and janitorial work throughout our facilities. There is virtually no possibility for advancement or promotion. Your job is to remain the same position for years without complaining, and there will constantly be retraining and updating of your skills so that those you are in charge of can ultimately surpass you. There's no previous experience required. On-the-job training will be offered on a continually exhausting basis. As for wages and compensation, who's ready to hear this? You pay our clients. Yes. Offering frequent raises and bonuses. A balloon payment is due after the first 18 years of each client that will help them become financially independent. When you die, you give the client whatever you have left. The oddest thing about this reverse salary scheme is that you actually enjoy it and you wish you could do more. Who's ready for some benefits? While no health or dental insurance, no pension, no tuition reimbursement, no paid holidays, and no stock options are offered, this job supplies limitless opportunities for personal growth. Who out there would like this job? Few hands are up. Of course, the job is a mother. Thank you to all the moms out there who are working hard to better us. We see great importance throughout Scripture on mothers, on the work that they do, on the hours they put in, on the love that they show. Some have been blessed with mothers who, through thick and thin, are always there. Mothers who provide, mothers who correct when necessary, mothers who love, and mothers who care. Today we recognize that those relationships are not always that flawless. Some have lived in conflict with their mothers and have leaned on other relationships in life. And we're thankful for those of you who are not only mothers to your children, but that can be mothers to the rest of us. We pray that through the patience and the peace that Christ offers, that God will open doors to reconcile relationships, even for the broken mothers. We all lean on God's wisdom that leads mothers, fathers, and children alike to transformed lives. Today we open to a small, sometimes forgotten story in the scriptures of the Old Testament. It holds a beautiful love story appropriate for Mother's Day. Story of friendship between a mother and her daughter that stood through the hardest of circumstances. The book of Ruth is found on page 257 if you're looking for it in the Bibles in the pews in front of you. The story of two women who in this story, a mother and a daughter. And interestingly enough, on this Mother's Day, this mother and daughter weren't exactly a mother and daughter. Our story, it starts in Bethlehem. Back in the time when God gave his people men and women of great might and wisdom to lead his chosen ones in the midst of trouble and terrible adversity. As that time was coming to a close, we see that things hadn't gotten much better. In fact, things had actually gotten worse. There was a famine in the land, a time of little food and even less rain. It drove a man, a mother, and her two sons to leave their promised land and go to a place called Moab. There, things went from bad to worse for this mother. In a series of unfortunate events, the father died, and shortly after, the sons had each married, the sons also died as well, leaving a widowed mother named Naomi and her two daughter-in-laws, Orpah and Ruth. And that's where we begin to see the loving example of a mother who cares. Picking up in the story in chapter 1, verse 6, it says, when Naomi heard in Moab that the Lord had come to the aid of his people by providing food for them, she and her daughter-in-laws prepared to return home from there. With her two daughter-in-laws, she left the place where she had been living and set out on the road that would take them back to the land of Judah. Now Naomi said to her two daughter-in-laws, Go back, each of you, to your mother's home. May the Lord show kindness as you have shown kindness to your dead husbands and to me. May the Lord grant that each of you will find rest in the home of another husband. It's not how we would expect a love story to begin. It's not how we would expect to see the story of a mother and her daughter begin. It tells us that she kissed them goodbye and wept out loud. Naomi was a caring mother. Caring mother indeed. She saw that she couldn't provide for her two daughter-in-laws. And she couldn't give them what they truly needed. Thinking of mothers, I don't know if you were ever the kids to bring a rescued animal home. I remember a few times that I took animals that I, of course, rescued out of their previous environment and brought them home. And I don't know how many times my mother told me, if you really love them, you will let them go. Naomi cared for these two young women that she was now entrusted with. She loved them enough to let them go. But a mother's love that will let go and will let her children spread their wings also is a mother who is willing, when the time is right, when life calls, is a mother who is willing to take in. She is willing give all of her chances away of a better life, of financial security, of promise for a future, so that her daughters could have their own. But when one called, she was there waiting with open arms. The story continues down in verse 16, but Ruth her daughter-in-law, her widowed daughter-in-law, who knows no chance, can see no path that leads to financial well-being or promise in her own life, shows care back to her mother and says, "Don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you. Where you go, I will go. Where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May the Lord deal with me, be it ever so severely, if death surpasses you and me." When Naomi realized that Ruth was determined to go with her, she stopped urging her, so the two women went on until they came to Bethlehem. The impact of a mother's love could be seen just in those few verses. Where you go, I will go. Where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people. And we see that a caring mother, a mother who is willing to take in, can share an amazing testimony that causes a daughter to say, "Your God will be my God." The testimony found there. A mother that's willing to both let their child spread their wings to fly, and a mother who holds on. For Ruth and Naomi, it was love. And it was in love that they walked alongside one another. It's a love that never gave up, a love that wouldn't relent, a love that pointed to something greater than what they could see in a moment. The next attribute we see from Naomi of a caring mother is that she directs her daughter. In a way that looks out for Ruth, Naomi directs her daughter to go past her comfort zones. This is indeed a calling for many mothers in Scripture. It always seems like mothers have it just right to be able to push, encourage, or sometimes give their children a kick in the rear to get them going in the right direction. And children, aren't we glad that our mothers gave us a couple kicks in the rear to get us in the right direction? We see that even in Jesus' story, in John chapter 2, it's a mother's direction that pushes Jesus to his first miracle when he turns water into wine. For some of you mothers out there, you're looking for a miracle as well. Maybe the miracle of your child actually cleaning their room. Maybe the miracle of a letter actually being in the mail on time for Mother's Day. Or maybe a greater miracle of a child who stays true to God's word in the directions that you've pointed. I pray that those miracles will come true for you. Naomi sees a man of both good character and good family, and she encourages Ruth in mighty ways, pushes her forward, and gives her a jolt to be able to go after these things. Naomi is a mother that directs. Naomi directs Ruth in this way. In chapter 3, starting with verse 1, "One day Ruth's mother-in-law, Naomi, said to her, 'My daughter, I must find a home for you where you will be provided for. Now Boaz, with whose men you have worked, is a relative of ours. Tonight he will be winnowing barley on the threshing floor. Wash, put on perfume, and get dressed in your best clothes. Then go down to the threshing floor, but don't let him know that you're there until he has finished eating and drinking. When he lies down, note the place where he is lying. Then go and uncover his feet and lay down. He will tell you what to do.'" This isn't just any old direction given. I had been told plenty of times by my mother, "Wash up, put on nice clothes, and go to church. This isn't even just a direction to what is good. It isn't just a direction to what they might want to do. This is actually a direction that causes a lot of question in our minds. She gives her the directions to go to wash up, to put on perfume, to put on the finest clothes, and to go out and meet this man. And the instructions that she gives look a little strange to us today. To go out and he has some blanket on him to uncover his feet, and what does that look like? The direction that she's giving is actually a picture of a woman proposing to a man for marriage. It's a push that is going to require courage, that's going to require a lot of wisdom and a lot of direction in where she's going, because where she's going is not a comfortable place, is not a common place, but it's one where we see the relationship of a mother, that she's confident because she cares for her, because she shows her love, because she has directed her correctly so far, that Ruth follows. She does this because, as we see a few verses earlier, she sees God's hand at work in their story and God's influence on Naomi's life. Naomi continues to push Ruth to this man, who she calls her kinsman redeemer. This is the man Boaz, and Boaz is such a powerful character in this story. He's far from perfect, but he shows compassion and love as Ruth and Naomi's kinsman redeemer. Now, if you're looking at that title and seeing kinsman redeemer and thinking, what in the world is that? Then don't worry, you're right on par. A kinsman redeemer is a term coming from Leviticus. Naomi points Ruth to this man because he fits this qualification. Kinsman redeemer is one who identifies with a person or a group who's in trouble, in danger, or in need of vindication. They act on another's behalf when they cannot bring either reconciliation or justice on their own. Naomi points her daughter to this man, to her kinsman redeemer. And I'm so lucky that I had a mother who pointed me towards my kinsman redeemer. See the story of Ruth is echoed in the story of Scripture. We see in our own lives that we've been found in famine, in hardship, in destruction that we brought upon ourselves. But we also see that through God's story, through love, through care, through direction, through taking us in when we don't deserve it, when we may not be all scrubbed up and perfect, and through our kinsman redeemer, that we're able to be brought back. And our kinsman redeemer is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, when he came down to earth, identifies with mankind when we're in trouble, when we're in danger, and when we're in need of vindication. Left to our own devices, we cannot achieve justice or reconciliation for our sins. Christ came down, looked at us in our brokenness, and in our sin, and said, I will take responsibility for what they've done. For the way that they will fall, for the price that they owe. Ruth's story ends in a beautiful love story of redemption. A mother receives glory for her perseverance that's taken in raising a daughter that's not her own. It's one of they lived happily ever after stories in Scripture. And here's an amazing thing. The story continued on past the pages of the book of Ruth. Through this family, a family in need of a kinsman redeemer, a king would be born. The family line of David is connected back to Ruth and Naomi. This family line would bring forth David, the king of God's chosen nation, and years later, it would bring forth the greatest known in that royal lineage. Jesus Christ would come. From a family in need of a kinsman redeemer to the one who would come as a redeemer for all. Thank you, mothers, for your influence, for your love, and for sharing with us the love that God shares with the world. Thank you for taking us in. Thank you for directing us. May you always point your children towards their Redeemer. Would you pray with me?